Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? We are flying high in the deep dive series with drones, and we're going to be continuing our deep dive series podcast from our fireside chat AOC show 208 titled The Rise of Drones in Construction. Today, we're on the episode 2 of a 3-part series with Mr. Dr. Drone Brigette as my co-host, taking a deeper dive into the world of drones. Joe, I'm so excited to continue this journey on with you, my man.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me on the show. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. So just recapping to make sure you go back and check out episode 208, but also episode 1 of this deep dive series where we brought in Stephen Baxley talking the hardware world, and he's the founder CEO of Airworks. And he set up a great platform for you AOC tribe to be able to go to the show notes and click and see a package for you, kind of a good, better, best. And we talk through which hardware you should be using to execute drones in your business. But I'm super excited now to talk about the people that are running these controllers, right? So today we're in episode 2, where we're going to be talking with Jared McKinney, who has been through Joe's class that we're going to be talking some more about, and how we're using drones as a critical part of their business. And he's working for a company called Burleson Construction that we're going to learn all about out of Johnson City, Tennessee. But lastly, make sure you subscribe and pay attention to the outputs of The Art of Construction, as episode 3, we'll be talking with new members of the drone world, Alex Silver and John Stambaugh, who are Art of Construction warriors, and they're going to be coming fresh out of the class, brand new, hitting that stuff. So these different moments in time, all coming together, learning, growing, and working together. Joe, what do you say? I want to kind of tee this up and talk a little bit more about the history of how you got involved in this as we've been having these conversations. Like, how did you launch the class, and like, how long have you been doing the class?
Yeah, sure. So as you guys probably know, I'm a professor in Clemson University. I teach in our construction science management department. I am a licensed general contractor and have that as a background. But when I'm in Clemson, I teach construction management courses and I do teach drone courses. But my area of research is using applied aerial technology like drones with various different contractors and the SCDOT down here, to use it as a tool for a lot of different use cases, whether it be some to support the surveyors or bridge inspections, thermal imaging. You know, there's a whole lot of different things that we use drones for. And they're really the genesis of the class, which if you're interested in the course, please go to clemsondrone.com. But the origin of the class really was me working with contractors and them being, Joe, you know, we love what you're doing. We love these outputs. We're saving money. We're doing things better. Can you do it for us regularly? And there's, you know, I was flattered, but there's nothing I do that's magic. And I wanted to give these guys tools who I work with to do this themselves. And there's no reason that they can't take this, you know, on the surface, intimidating hardware and software and just incorporate it into their business and start doing it themselves. So that's the origin of the class. It's a 5-week class that folks burn through. They get to know everything they actually need to know to be able to operate drones effectively, legally, and getting the most out of their data. So, I mean, that's kind of the start of it, but it is definitely a contractor surveyor focused applied class through Clemson, online and available to the general public.
Awesome. And I just want to take a moment and say, Joe, I commend you for stepping up to the mic with Art of Construction as the teacher and bringing in one of your students who's now a champion in the field. And I'm so excited to go in and talk about these third party stories together and bring in one of your students, Jared, and have this conversation today. So what do you say? Should we kick this off and get to know Jared's story that led him to taking your Clemson drone class and how he's integrating this into his day-to-day business?
Let's do it.
All right, lock and load. Let's have some fun, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is a local beverage that you can check out at any Cracker Barrel. Most of them have it. It's called Dr. Enough. It's a like a lemon lime very Sprite type soda. A lot of people compare it to that, but I think it's fairly unique. And I would definitely give it a try if you can.
So like it's an exclusive to the Cracker Barrel restaurant?
No, I'm not sure what kind of deal they got going, but they just make it local. I think it goes maybe three or four cities over. That's as far as they've expanded. But for whatever reason, Cracker Barrel usually has some in stock.
Gotcha. Interesting. Never heard of that one. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
I would have to say it's like the Savannah, Tybee kind of area. It's a beautiful area. My girlfriend and me went down there recently for a vacation, and I've fallen in love, and I can't wait to get back there.
Awesome. One story from that trip.
Fell in love with the girlfriend or with the area? Because, you know, this podcast, it could have multiple dimensions.
A little bit of both. I won't get too deep in on that.
Understood.
Well, what's one experience that you shared together there?
There's a taco restaurant down there called Chamaco's Jamaica. I'm not sure the exact pronunciation, but man, they just have the best fish tacos. It's not too fishy. It's got some sort of secret sauce on it. We went there three or four times in 1 week. So if you're in there, awesome. Check it out. Definitely.
I want to say, Joe, that's the same thing Steven on episode one was about, his trip and his fish. So here we have two in a row.
Yeah, I know. You'd think that we're, I don't know, like advertising on the docks or something. You know, but.
So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down today through flying drones and different tools in the art of construction?
My coworkers say I have way too many to count, but my main one right now is woodworking. I started out small, just coasters, you know, beverage holders, things like that. And slowly I'm trying to work my way into furniture making.
Awesome, man. Well, tell us your story. What led you to becoming a drone pilot, Mr. Captain McKinney?
I reckon it mainly started in high school. Sophomore year, I just got plonked into a CAD class, which is an odd one to end up in, but it worked out great. Everything just kind of clicked. I fell in love with it, took CAD classes for the rest of high school, and then jumped into college at Northeast State, took a CAD class there. And as soon as I graduated with that, I looked around, got a job here at Burleson, and that's where I ultimately ended up getting into the drone stuff.
Well, cool. We've set the stage. So we have the teacher and the student. Joe, I'm going to pass the baton to you. And the Art of Construction tribe is so excited to hear kind of the teacher ask some questions to a previous student who's now out in the construction arena using these tools. So I'm going to pass to you and let you talk with Jared and ask some good questions on how this all works.
Yeah, so this is kind of a good opportunity for the folks out there that may be interested in the ClemsonDrone.com class, because Jared, so we started the class, you know, in August of last year, so it's really less than a year old, and Jared was one of our inaugural students, not the first class to go through, but he signed up in our February class, so, you know, about four-ish months or so ago, so it's kind of a good opportunity to kind of hear a real-world test case of someone who did not have drone experience before and wanted to get into it, and then, you know, how they went about it. But let me just kind of ask you, Jared, you know, as a real-world, you know, person who's in the contracting business, you know, what was your motivation to take the class? You're busy. Why did you add that to your plate?
Well, at Burleson, we're very technology-driven company. We say we don't want to be on the bleeding edge, but we want to be on the leading edge and be an early adopter in any technology we see that has value. And so we've been throwing around the drone idea for a while. We had heard about it and seen examples, and we really wanted to integrate that into our company. And actually, your first round of emails that got sent out, we got that. We looked at it, we talked about it, was very excited for the class. There were some scheduling conflicts, and I wasn't able to sign up for that one. But then when it came back around in February, we were all over it. The boss man talked to me. He said, "Have you seen this?" I said, "Yep, I've seen it. I'd like to do it." He said, "Sign up. Let's do this thing."
So when you guys were talking around the water cooler, like before you had seen, you know, our emails or heard about the class, what were you guys talking about? What were those discussions? What, you know, what was the value that you guys were seeing?
We had really talked to some people at a out-of-state convention. They were telling us about how they were using it, how they're using it for update pictures and, you know, not to get up on roofs, you know, a safety concern, which is something else we're very, you know, enamored with, I would say. And we heard that. We said, yeah, that sounds like something we would be interested in, no more than it costs to get into it. Let's try it, see what happens. And if it works, it works. And if it don't, no harm, no foul.
Right. I mean, that's what we hear a lot of folks say is, you know, the cost to get into the game. I mean, drones themselves, the hardware, and we talked about this in the last podcast. I mean, you can get in the game for $2,500, you know, at least hardware wise. Now, you may not know how to operate it and all the rules and everything, but, you know, you can start for something pretty small. So let me ask you this. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a different situation because you're post-class, so you kind of know about, you know, all the rules and all that kind of stuff, but you know, before taking the class, when you were talking with your boss and maybe just internally, what were some of the barriers that you were worried about? What were the concerns that you were that you had about bringing drones and this technology into your company?
The big one is we did our research. I looked out there and figured out what we needed to get started. And one of the things was obviously your pilot license. And I know you have to take a test. So I look for study guides, and it's just such a technical document that if you don't know that world, it's absolutely mind boggling to try to figure out what they're talking about.
It sounds scary. You know, pilot's license to operate a drone. It sounds scary, but let me ask you this now, you know, flash forward 4 months, is if you were to tell your former self, you know, is that a real barrier? You know, is it a real barrier? Do you feel like, I mean, it's a real struggle to get through?
I think without the class, it would have been a lot tougher, but doable. I think the class, I would have definitely recommended the class as a means to help understand that. Because obviously when you don't know something, you either figure out yourself or you learn from a teacher. And I would definitely suggest the teacher route on this one.
Yeah, I mean, and you probably attest to this. The FAA does have a study guide, which is what you used in the ClemsonDrone.com class. But it helps someone to just kind of point out the important things and bring it to life and actually put it into English, you know, what it actually means.
That's it. Exactly. I would say the biggest problem with it was that it was so technical and so wordy and so much jargon that it's just hard for your average everyday person to understand right off the bat. I'm sure if you grapple with it for a while, you get it, but having somebody explain really helped it out and put it.
Yeah. And it's probably true with, you know, a lot of the things that are out there. I mean, there's a lot of tools that we go through in the class about how to find airspace and program missions and all that kind of stuff. And it's all out on the interweb, right? The kids are raving about that. I don't think it's going away, but it's everywhere. Right. So it's kind of nice to have a one-stop shop to find all this stuff and kind of give you all the tools to get out there. At least that's what our goal is for folks that are taking a class. So other than the Part 107 license, which you mentioned, and obviously you need to fly commercially, what were some of the things that you found most useful in the class from a general contractor's point of view?
I would say a lot of the more advanced technical stuff. I think everybody kind of has an understanding of drones, how they work, you know, what you can do with them, their limitations. But what I thought were their limitations turned out to be way off. And the, you know, in coordination with a little bit of technology and programs on the computer, you can do some really crazy stuff with 3D modeling, with topography, with all sorts of stuff. And
Well, let me just kind of drill down in that a little bit about 3D modeling and topography, and we'll just focus on 3D modeling. Do you think that your typical clients would appreciate, aerial images and have them fairly frequently, and would they appreciate a 3D model that they can spin around and look at?
Absolutely. One of the things that I try to do here at the company is get everybody on the same page. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and I think a model's worth even more than that. So any chance I can give them a 3D model from the drone, or even just a topography to understand the area, because if you're not walking the site, it's really hard to translate what exactly is going on unless you see it yourself. And that drone gives you a lot of options to do that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, we were talking about this being a benefit to owners, but I would imagine that if you plop a model on a screen and you're having a subcontractor coordination meeting, or you're meeting with your designers and engineers and to kind of talk through problems or progress, that having that model right there in front of you, either in person or remote, would provide a lot of value. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it helps anybody who sees it, owner, subs.
Yeah, I just want to chime in there and kind of talk about our next episode. And we're actually going to be bringing in some warriors that are in my window and door company. And I'm so excited to come fresh out the press, right? And say, you know, you mentioned subcontractors, Jared. We call them our tailgate talks. Imagine if you actually had the whole site there instead of trying to paint the picture of what logistics, what materials handling, what stuff has to happen on the job site. That's just the the low-hanging fruit. But then I've learned, if you go back and listen to some of the other episodes, like episode one, when I learned about like the drone doing the infrared stuff, like I raised my hand, I own a window and door company, and I didn't know that part. And I have brought that up to other window and door. No one else had known what I was talking about it. Think about the thermal barriers that you go on and have the drone fly and do all that. So that's all the things we're learning about. And I want to just keep, I'm just taking it in as a sponge from you guys to say, how do you take the theory into the best practices into your day-to-day business? And that's what all of our Art of Construction tribe is excited to have the teacher and student talking through those. But I want to make sure we're capturing these different moments and times together. And that's why I'm excited to hear you guys kind of talk through when you say, I would love to learn more. And you say, you know, my thoughts on my limitations were way off. How is that?
I mean, if you look at it at face value, just what the drone can do itself, a lot of it isn't apparent. So you can take photos with it, obviously, and that's great. But then you go even deeper into like the metadata, the GPS positioning, waypoints that you can set up for weekly trips, and then in coordination with another program on the computer, say you can really take that to the next level. And like we were saying, create the 3D model. And like you're saying with the thermal imaging, it's nothing I've gotten into personally, but it seems just really intuitive once you say it. But if you don't know about it, you don't know about it.
Yeah. So there's, you know, again, these podcasters, we talk about a lot of different things, but there is two recurring themes that I like to always drill down to make sure that the tribe understands is one, when we're talking about drones, there's nothing wrong with getting a pretty picture out of it and your marketing folks will love it, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. If you're not getting more than just a pretty picture, you're not getting the full value of your hardware investment. And the other thing that I just kind of want to drill down, and I think, you know, Jared could probably attest to this, is, you know, you don't have to be a computer engineer. You don't have to be a software person or someone, you know, Jared's got a background in CAD, but that, I don't know that that really gave him much of an advantage in using, in the course or using them. This technology, it's commercially viable, off the shelf. It's ready to go. You need a little coaching, a little guidance, but anybody can use it.
I totally agree, Joe. And that's where it was so many aha moments for me when we, in episode one, of which hardware needs to match up with your business, right? So you can have these tiers of the good, better, best. Doesn't mean one of the machines is worse than the other ones. It's just when Jared talks about, I have not done the thermal imaging. Well, that's not a big part of your business, but maybe this window and door company, it is a big part of your business, right? So that's where you can match up the right tools with the theory. And then bring those into practice. And I appreciate you saying, Joe, saying you don't have to be this mad scientist to do that. I'd love for you, Jared, to talk a little bit more about how you have schooling in CAD drawing, which obviously is going to help when it comes to building models, but not essential. Is that accurate, Jared?
I would say it's not even in tune with building the models from the drone standpoint. I can then take the models once I have them and put into my other softwares, and those talk very well. But from taking the picture to creating a 3D model, I would say my background and my education doesn't help anything in that regard. It is a whole new field that I was able to pick up pretty easy. I think most folks would be able to pick up as well.
Yeah. And again, that's just one more thing too, to kind of reinforce the point that, yeah, it's more than a pretty picture. You know, Jared has a CAD background, and, you know, what he's talking about is being able to create a model or a 3D mesh and then, or a point cloud, and then merge them together. And some of the more sophisticated use cases are, okay, we've got a CAD model of what the building's supposed to look like. Now let's go ahead and fly it, capture what it actually looks like, and marry those two models together and then look for differences. Now that's on the higher use case level or more sophisticated use case level, but people are doing it, and it's separating themselves from their competition all day long.
Yeah, and we just finished a deep dive series with Autodesk, and it was all about the industrialized construction and taking, you know, offsite and onsite construction and figuring out how to really do that digital twin, right? And I think that's the stuff of these different, to understanding clash detection and figuring that out. It's being able to marry those different things together And the more I listen to you guys talk about this, the more it's like this drone becomes an important additional employee that when we learn about tethering and we learn about, you know, how that can be a person connecting the field to the office. And that's what I hear from you, Jared, when you're talking about how it was this additional schooling that I went out and learned how to do that. But then it's bringing that data back to another person, and it's understanding the workflow of how that drone captain can fit into the workflow. Anything you'd add to that?
No, I think you pretty well hit it right on the head. I think it's a tool that we bring into the 3D modeling aspect of our company that really helps us get close that gap between the office and the field where everything is more one-to-one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, before we do kind of leave this segment here, and we were talking about all kinds of use cases, you know, Jared, as someone who just finished the class a few months or so ago, and you're talking about, you know, starting with your drone program, could you talk a little bit about, you know, again, as just someone starting out, what kind of equipment you're using and what are you actually doing with drones in your company?
So our equipment is the Mavic Pro 2 by DJI. It's a great drone. We've enjoyed it a lot. We're using that in conjunction with the DJI Go 4 software, I believe it's called. It's a phone app. The main thing we're doing with it right off the bat is weekly updates to help, again, spread what the job site is looking like, how it's changing week to week, without actually having to send everybody to the job site and physically see it. We do that by creating a waypoint path around the building. If there's going to be exterior changes, obviously we'll fly that every week, that same pass, so you get the same picture every week, and you can almost do a time lapse of it at the end to create a whole perspective.
I'm just going to be the one that should know this, but can you explain to me a little bit more about what waypoints are?
Sorry, I get a little lost in the jargon sometimes.
No, thanks for granted. I just, if I don't know, there may be someone else that knows. If everyone else knows, I apologize. But thanks for teaching me some. I'm excited to learn about waypoints.
So you can create a waypoint path by flying a drone to a certain spot. That will create what they call waypoint, which is a picture of the GPS location where that drone's at. So once you capture that, you can move on to the next waypoint and say you have 9 waypoints in one path. You now have 9 GPS locations, you know, elevation, and your changes in longitude and latitude, and it'll fly to that same point week in, week out. It'll fly to that same waypoint. So you can create a string of waypoints, and every week you're going to the exact same spot in space relative to the Earth. You are getting the exact same camera angle. You're getting the exact same positioning, and it just creates consistency week to week.
It's really useful. Well, it's a really useful tool when you're doing progress reports, because, you know, owners want to see how their building is progressing. And if you program, I mean, all these drones, the Mavic 2 Pro that you're talking about and many others, they have a GPS in them. So you basically fly to where you want it and you lock in that point. So next week you just push a button and your drone goes right to that point and angles the camera. So it takes the exact same picture over and over, week over week. So, you know, as Jared was saying, it's kind of like a time-lapse photo, you know, every week or every day of how your job site progress is going. So it's a really useful tool. And waypoints too, it's not just for like marketing pictures where you pick a couple of them to capture a couple of images. You can create, or you can use free apps, and we use it in the ClemsonDrone.com class, where there's free apps that will take over control of your drone and fly like a lawnmower pattern up and down, up and down, up and down your job site and taking pictures periodically so that you can capture all of this data, every angle of your building, and then you can use that and throw it in software to create a model. So I'm curious, Jared, are you also doing that for your company?
Absolutely. The programs you're talking about are so wonderful because they create that lawnmower pattern that you mentioned, and it's just so precise and in line and gets exactly what you need with a precision that just humans can't get. And then we'll use that to make a model. For example, here recently we made a model of a potential job site where we had to do a lot of topography work, and we need to know exactly what the landscape was like out there, but it's a bit remote and a lot for us to drive out there and constantly take measurements. So one, you know, 2-hour trip out there where we flew the paths with those programs and brought the photos back, create our model, and we were all able to be on the same page to see exactly what we need, take measurements, anything we needed from that, we were able to have right here at the office.
Yeah, and we're seeing contractors do that like all the time for in pre-construction. It really impresses owners where they have a model and they can say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Owner, here's your site and we noticed something over here. Just be aware of it. And that's that intelligence that you bring to a bid goes miles. Or if you're doing some kind of your a CM type of agreement, you know, that's the due diligence that owners are kind of expecting for you to look at sites and have it. And again, you mentioned safety before. You know, when you're going to some of these remote sites, you know, wildlife is a thing. And getting to some of these places to actually get survey points is not only the time consuming, it could be a little spooky, or maybe not even be able to do it. If you're on the coast and it's swampland, it's tough to get that data. But if you use a drone, you know, you can cover a big site in 20 minutes and you're good. You got it.
Absolutely. That's what I've been seeing a lot is just a lot of times we can't get to places physically, but we will be able to get there with the drone and be able to see it that way.
Well, I'm hooked. We definitely have learned how you have to do the theory to match up with the practice to be able to make the right investments as leaders and the champions leading the Art of Construction tribe like Jared. So, Joe, can you talk a little bit more about the class? I know we've talked about the other episodes, but just a little bit more to make sure people understand how to get involved in the class and how the different options work.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I'll lead with is if you want more information on it, just go to clemsondrone.com. The class itself, it's an online class that is taught through Clemson University. As I mentioned before, I'm a professor at Clemson. I am a general contractor, so it is through that lens which the class is taught. We have a couple of different options. We have a self-paced option, which students enroll in that, and they have 10 weeks to go through the material at their own speed, and they go through videos and lecture material and text and all that. We also have an instructor-led version, which is the same content and curriculum, but it's more like a traditional university class. That's the one that Jared went through, where we have weekly calls and we talk about things. And I can explain the material to you, and it also allows for us just to kind of have some discussions, you know, outside of the normal classroom, so we can talk about, you know, what equipment you need or whatever your company's specific applications are. We can have kind of that discussion, and you know, I can kind of talk you through that. So the class is, you know, it gets designed to be completed in 5 weeks, but depending upon the option that you take, either, you know, 5 or 10 weeks, it's all online. At the end of it, you're gonna have your Part 107 license. You are going to know how to fly because we have a really good simulator. It's not just this 99 cents thing you buy off of the Apple iStore. It's a real high quality simulator that approximates the physics of all the most common drones. We send you a controller so you actually can fly and learn how to fly and crash and learn, you know, learn distances and all that kind of good stuff. And then we use a whole bunch of apps that make you that you can use in the real world to make sure that you're following all the rules. And then finally, we use Context Capture, which is a 3D modeling software. It's a really great tool where you can take 2D images, throw them in the software, have it process it local on your machine, and it creates 3D models, ortho photos, point clouds, and a bunch of other deliverables. And it's all packed in there. Everything is real world. So the intent is you take the class knowing nothing about drones except for you want it, and you leave the class feeling comfortable and confident to be able to start using and leveraging this technology to start saving your company money and safety and all those kind of great things. So there will be a discount available for all of the tribe that's listening. They'll be in the show notes. And so take a look at that for those who want to take advantage of the instructor-led course. But in the meantime, again, just please take advantage of or go to clemsondrone.com. And you can subscribe to the website. And I put out tech tips and publish information about this. So at a minimum, just subscribe so you can get those updates. So it's a great course. We have a lot of fun in there. And I encourage you guys to check it out.
Awesome. And then there'll also be links to get you to airworksdrone.com/pages/construction. And that's a special page that will talk to you about the different hardware options. So we're taking the theory, the hardware, and then back at you, Jared, what were some of your key takeaways when Joe is talking about from the front end, how the class works of you now coming out of the class?
The main thing I took away from it was just sheer number of options and possibility that there are with drones. Again, like I said, I went into the class thinking a drone can get in the air, it can get some angles for pictures that you can't from the ground. And, you know, that's nice. It'll be good to show off those pictures, but it really opened my eyes to what all is possible with this technology.
So what I'm hearing is like the investment in the class. If you're thinking about doing drones, it's the obvious first step, because that investment's going to get so much more out of the two things we don't have enough of. And that's the time and the money. If you're going to go out there to take the time to capture this, take the time to understand how to best use the tools.
Absolutely. I think the class is well worth it. When we went into it, I thought it was just to help me get through the Part 107 test and get that license. But that was just a fraction of it. It was that. It was how to fly a drone, how to take advantage of it, and how to get these models, and so much more. I can't recommend it enough.
Well, I got to put you on the spot. I just got to say, I have to throw it out there and cast the net and say, what is something that you learned from the class specifically that you didn't think about that you use regularly in your day-to-day business today?
Something I take advantage of all the time with the drone is the GPS positioning we talk about, and correlating that into 3D modeling and being able to take measurements from a drone. I didn't realize it had that level of precision, that level of accuracy. And now that I do, I use it constantly to take measurements that I normally wouldn't be able to take.
Yeah. And then you're educating the tribe and raise my hand and say waypoints and these things of like words matter. And you have to understand what we're calling this stuff, how to speak drone within the art of construction and be able to put Captain Drone McKinney out there into the field. But I want to take a little time and tell us more about Burleson Construction for the art of construction to listen in and understand, okay, how do you guys operate? How does your construction company operate? And then integrate this drone part into your technology services.
Absolutely. So as I said before, we really are a technology focused company. We're not doing technology just for the sake of technology, but a lot of companies, it's really easy to rest on your laurels and just continue to do business the way you've always done it and not grow in that way. So I'm very fortunate to be in a company where we constantly try to find new ways to innovate and bring new technologies to this area and really open everybody's eyes. It started out with our BIM, our building information modeling. That's more 3D computer generated modeling of buildings so that we can look at it in here in the office, make changes and do a lot more quick and a lot more cheaply than if we were to go out in the field and try to make these changes just to see how they look. We were able to then bring in our 3D scanner, which is a camera, creates very much of a Google Street View kind of model, you know, where you stand and you can look 360, you can move to different locations, continue to look 360, and generates for us a point cloud, which we can then integrate back into our BIM model and see how everything measures up. Our virtual model versus the real world, which has helped close that gap between the office and the field, which I think is the biggest bottleneck right now in our industry. Then you bring into the drone into it, which I didn't realize we could do, but we can get a point cloud from that as well. So now we have the interior of the building one-to-one real life. We have the exterior of the building one-to-one real life. We combine those with our model that we think is what's going on and how it ought to be and how it stacks up. And so we compare all these things to see, here's what our plan is. Here's what it really looks like. How do we need to change it before we ever even step in the field to do any actual building? We can see all this and get it figured before we figure in the field.
I absolutely love that. And the thing I want to bring up is to say, we talk about how we don't have enough trades or enough people in the art of construction. But I think we're missing out on so many tools that can maximize efficiency. And, you know, and so a company like yours, like, paint the picture of how big the company is to have somebody that is doing all these amazing things as a forward-thinking construction company. How many employees are at Burleson Construction?
I couldn't give you an exact number. Here in the office, I think we have something to the tune of 13. And then we have some field guys as well.
Talking like 50 or less, and you have dedicated services as a construction company, taking tools like looking at your website, kind of looks like Matterport or one of those photogrammetry tools. But then I'm raising my hand and say the drone can do the outside part, which is a key thing of getting the whole thing put together, that then you can go into these architectural services tools like Revit to be able to do BIM and the, actually be able to take the I in BIM and make it valuable, which is the information. That a lot of the times you have all these people going back and forth to clash detecting the information. Am I understanding that right from your point of view?
Absolutely. Yeah. BIM's wonderful. It helps with the class detection and being able to put all the theoretical together, but the value that the actual point clouds from the 3D scanner and the drone bring is just invaluable when it comes to class detection, because theoretical is fine, but until we get into the field, it's no good.
And that's the part where you don't have to be a BIM guru to be able to be a drone pilot and add value to the whole construct of it. That's the big thing, Joe, that I'm really capturing from this thing. If I made the assumptions and you've really put it in there seven times for the first time in my head to say, you don't have to be a BIM computer mad scientist to be a drone captain.
And no, this is a tool for anybody.
So that's the key thing we want to put in. And obviously you've shown that in the real. Do you have any CRM or how do you guys actually manage the customers and taking the marketing, which is important of the pictures, but also building this into an execution? What kind of platform do you use for that? Yep. You like Procore or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So use the Procore online software, which is really information sharing, and we're trying to get everybody on the same page, have any sort of about what we're doing, because that creates the most efficient workflow. Procore really helps with our documentation. It helps with our modeling. We can put it on there and check it out. Helps with our pictures. More often than not, our superintendents learn a lot about the job site from the drone picture, because they are on the site, but they may not be able to see everything we can see with the drone from where they're at on the ground.
Well, you've shed so much more light on getting into the specifics to really help the Art of Construction tribe move forward. How do we best get in touch with you, Jared?
You can check us out on burlesconstruction.com. On there, we have contact links, emails, phone numbers, what have you. And that's one way to get in touch with us. We also are on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, I believe. So follow us on any of those, Burles Construction. Where if you're in John City, come check us out, talk to us. Maybe we can do some business.
Awesome. And I want to take the opportunity to just thank you, Jared, for coming out of school to then right after that, stepping up to this global megaphone microphone and talking about that. Like, I commend you for doing that. And that you're one of those warriors in the Art of Construction tribe that Joe and I are just cheering for, right? Because our passion is to help teach and grow and put this industry forward, right? And so the question that we always ask, and we get different answers, but I love the different perspective, is what is your crystal ball for connecting technology to the handshakes in the future of the Art of Construction?
I think the best thing we can get out of this in the future is to, like I talked about, close that gap between office workers and theoretical and virtual and field guys doing their business, working, physically making these connections to physically building the building. There's such a gap there, I feel like, and to be able to close that with this technology over the future, I think is going to be our best step going forward.
Awesome. And what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates and the Art of Construction tribe thinking about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
I got to say, my company has really set a great example for me, and I think a lot of people can learn from it in that don't be afraid to try these new things. It's easy enough just get caught up in the day-to-day minutia and just worry about building the next building. But I think you have to look ahead and look outwardly to see what technology is out there and how can it help you, and, you know, is it worth it to you? And I find more often than not that it is worthwhile, and that if you can applicate it correctly, it's well worth the investment.
Gold, man. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing us your story, Jared.
Thank you all.
Joe, I think you should be a proud teacher today when one of the students comes in and talks through about like how much value. And when they talk about that, like in all sincerity, it's like we struggle in the Art of Construction to get in our own way, right? And sometimes you have to have these perspectives to say, a drone's going to come flying by somebody that doesn't want to take the time to do that, that's out there doing it the old school way, and going to get moved off the job site, right? And so that's what we're talking about here, to say either you're growing or dying. And but then you have, I love how we're getting into the weeds. I'm getting so into this drone thing. I can't wait to get more involved in myself, because I learn about these waypoints and from these different use cases that we're talking about, to say, you only have to mow the lawn once. You don't have to go out there and do it over and over and over again.
Yeah. There's a lot of useful tools. And it's getting easier as the technology progresses. It's getting more incredible and easier to use.
Awesome. Well, we're going to close this out with, we're bringing in some people that are really close to me in Mountain View Window and Door, my window and door company, that we're going to go out. We're going to do the class with you. We're going to get the thermal imaging camera, and we're going to get all the right stuff. And then we're going to say, here we launch, right? And close this loop on how the whole drone stuff works. So great job getting Jared to come in and share a story with us, man.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I really enjoyed talking to former students, and I enjoy it. You know, it's not, I mean, I'm Jared's one, but there's many others that, you know, call or text and say, you know, hey Joe, you know, we just got our equipment, or we just flew our first mission, or we just flew this first job, and our owner loves it, man. And that's the fuel that keeps me doing this. I mean, I obviously have a passion for it, but when I'm able to kind of share it with others and see them kind of really seeing the value and kind of validating all the claims that I make, it makes it easy. It makes it fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we got a bunch of captains now flying high on the art of construction that we can continue to all grow together. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to the art of construction, and we have to find the right tools to elevate and delegate. And I couldn't agree more when Jared says, you know, the key thing is connecting the field to the office, and that cell phone changed the game, but then it created all these things that nobody knew how to use. So now we have to take, it's more than just a cell phone in your pocket. It's all kinds of digital tools flying high and going all over the place to bring it back to the office. So great stuff. Can't wait to the next one, and we'll keep bringing this full circle. What do you say, Joe?
Very good. Jared, thanks so much. I appreciate your insights.
All right. Talk soon. Keep crushing out there on a construction track.